Maisie Dobbs by Jacqueline Winspear. Read by Rita Barrington.
Spring, 1929. Chapter 1. Even if she hadn't been the last person to walk through the turnstile at Warren Street Tube Station, Jack Barker would have noticed the tall, slender woman in the navy blue thigh-length jacket with matching pleated skirt, short enough to reveal a well-turned ankle. She had what his old mother would have called bearing, a way of walking with her shoulders back and head held high, as she pulled on her black gloves while managing to hold on to a somewhat battered black document case. "Old money," muttered Jack to himself, "stuck-up piece of nonsense." Jack expected the woman to pass him by, so he stamped his feet in a vain attempt to banish the sharp needles of cold creeping up through his hobnailed boots. He fanned a half a dozen copies of the Daily Express over one arm, anticipating a taxicab screeching to a halt and a hand reaching out with the requisite coins.
"Oh, wait! May I have an express, please?" appealed a voice as smooth as spoon treacle.
The newspaper vendor looked up slowly, straight into eyes the colour of midnight in summer, an intense shade that seemed to him to be darker than blue. She held out her money.
"Course, miss. Here you are. Bit nippy this morning."
She smiled, and as she took the paper from him, before turning to walk away, she replied,
"Not off. Better get yourself a nice hot cuppa."
Jack couldn't have told you why he watched the woman walk all the way down Warren Street towards Fitzroy Square.